Radio Moments. It was just days ago now that the Queen officially opened the new Broadcasting House.
I remember first coming to Broadcasting House with my father, the King, and my mother and sister shortly before the war.
And it was this same week, 41 years ago, that Her Majesty signified royal assent to a relevant new Act of Parliament. The Sound Broadcasting Act was to pave the way at long last for what was called independent local radio. An early enthusiast for commercial radio died this week in 1988, aged just 53.
Hello, good morning, and this is Russell Hartin. This is actually a historic moment for Red Rose Radio because it's our first outside broadcast, and I'm perched on one of those rather elegant platforms on the middle of the M6. Actually, not on the middle of the M6, on the side of the M6, because if it were a platform on the middle of the M6, we'd be in trouble.
The voice of Russell Harty, who died this week 25 years ago. Russell was both on air at Lancashire's Red Rose Radio and on the board too. Some roles in radio are even more special than others, and appearing in the Archers ranks pretty highly, I should think. This week, 9 years ago, the BBC soap featured an interesting cameo from a surprising individual.
Hey, yes, sir.
Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, yes. Local speciality.
Chris Moyles appearing in the Archers this week, 9 years ago. And it was 7 years ago that the BBC promised to hit Radio 1 jocks in the pocket after Moyles was castigated for using bad language. 9th of June, 1975, and broadcasting began at last from the House of Commons.
What do the industry ministers of the eight think of the view of the Secretary of State that Britain's membership of the community has cost Britain 500,000 jobs?
This week, 38 years ago, the first trial broadcast from the House of Commons. Commentary was both from BBC political editor David Holmes and from IRN's Ed Boyle. They shared a cramped, soundproof box inside the chamber.
And to be seen running around the corridors, you're not actually allowed to run around the corridors in Parliament with a tape recorder, was unheard of.
Staying with Parliament, this week, 30 years ago, Roger Gale got his seat. He was the only ever pirate radio jock to get into Parliament.
From Radio Caroline, this is Roger Gale bringing you Party Time.
All right, now everybody move to the whiplash. I'm holding the whip, you move. That's the way, baby, move it.
A young Roger Gale. This week, 20 years ago, was the closing date for the competitive renewal of 8 London radio commercial licences. 48 applications were submitted. This week last year, we said farewell to a familiar, deep voice.
Thunder Bridge.
Yes, Wednesday it is. A very good Wednesday afternoon to you and a very busy Wednesday afternoon. It's going to be on our programme between now and 4 o'clock. Thanks very much indeed, of course.
Don Durbridge, who'd been a regular presenter on Radio 2 from 1972 into the 80s. He'd also been on the Light programme and BFBS too. Although more recently he appeared on Saga, I don't think he was ever tempted to appear on this regional station, which launched this week 9 years ago.
It's almost here. Brace yourself for the most powerful, heart-stopping experience the world has ever known.
Chill out, man. It's just a radio station.
Okay.
Kerrang in the West Midlands, shortly to close, of course, but launching this week in 2004. Music with attitude, they said in the ads. As Global Radio comes to terms with its Competition Commission verdict in 2013, one of the assets in question changed hands this week 12 years ago. Scott FM, now Real, was sold to Guardian Media Group for £25.5 million. Liverpool got its first station this week, 89 years ago.
In the days when everything was done in the one studio, I must explain that the studio was situated over a cafe, and the staircase ran up from the ground floor, first to the cafe and then to the studio. We had a producer who helped to do the effects as well, and a shot had to be fired in the middle of a play. And we felt it was too loud in the studio, and this shot was fired outside the studio, and a poor old man was coming up the stairs for a cup of tea and thought he was being murdered, and he promptly collapsed and had to be carried into the studio and was got all mixed up with the play. It all had to be hushed up.
The wonderful Muriel Levy, Aunt Muriel, she was called, and that probably won't surprise you. There she was, remembering her early days of 6LV in Liverpool, which launched this week in 1924. And this week in 1943, a brand change, I guess, for the BBC Empire Service.
This is the General Overseas Service of the BBC, broadcasting to the Far East, the Middle East, the Near East, the African continent.
That's impressive, isn't it? The first BBC Overseas Service identification this week, 70 years ago. Now the BBC World Service. Happy birthday this week to this chap.
That's one of our power plays on Luxembourg this week from Robbie Neville. What's it here? 6:10 across the UK. Hug it or lug it. What a nice day. I hope you're not burned this evening. Cold cream in the fridge and then get a friend to rub it on all over is the best thing for it. And those cool, cool creams on the shoulders is just the most soothing thing in the world.
Happy birthday, Neil Fox, 52, on the 12th of June. So, with the ill-fated GB radio opening in Newport this week 30 years ago, GWR buying out DMG Radio this week 13 years ago, the first big Top 40 this week 4 years ago, and Harry Roberts from Roberts Radio dying this week 44 years ago, described as one of the gentlemen of the radio trade, those are this week's Radio Moments.